Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
What you just heard is what I heard when I went outside my front door shortly after sunrise this morning. It's not just a short segment because I didn't want to bore you. It's also a very short segment because I knew if I kept recording much longer, a car would go by, or a plane would go overhead, or there would be some other man-made sound to disrupt the sound of nature. For some people listening to that, it wouldn't take them very long before they got bored. "There's nothing going on around here," they'd say. "Where can we go? What can we do?" Meaning, what human-made adventure or creation can we go listen to and experience? As I walk through my house recording this, a constant background is the sound of the pump of my aquarium and the sound of my refrigerator. The sound you're hearing right now, if he keeps it up, well, it was the sound of the cat scratching one of the supporting posts in my post and beam house, but then as soon as I held the recorder near him, he stopped and said hi and started to purr. There's increasing concern worldwide about what's called noise pollution. The intrusion of mechanical noises to the point that it's blocking out everything else. You may find it as hard to believe as I did, but it turns out there's only a small handful of places on the entire planet where you can go for more than 15 minutes without hearing some artificial human-made sound. When I first heard that, I thought, man, that is crazy. That can't possibly be true. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized that it probably is. As I suspect most of us have heard, as the polar ice cap melts, shipping companies are pushing to do more shipping through northern routes during the summer that used to be frozen solid. So pretty soon, that once pristine area is going to succumb to the sound of our technology too. It bothers me because if you can't hear nature, if you don't know what's out there, it's pretty doggone hard to give a crap one way or another what happens to it, isn't it? Take a young child for a walk in the woods. And I'm talking a really young child, like a toddler. And you walk through the woods with that child and you keep your mouth shut and you quickly discover that little kids are programmed to listen. What's that? What's that? What's that? And it's not that they're frightened. They're curious. They want to know what all those different bird calls are. They want to know what the rustles are. Who's making that noise? And young animals of all species are the same way. And sometimes I think about our dogs. All this stuff about socialization. Let's get them to the shopping mall. Let's get them to all these places where we're surrounded with all of our mechanical and electronic friends. Is it any wonder that there are probably as many dogs out hiking trails and being exposed to large meadows as a form of therapy who overload, who are scared out of their wits? You want to go out? Okay, come on, let's go. Want to go? Bam, come. No, not you, I'm talking to the cat. Kitty, kitty, kitty. No? Guess he doesn't. Guess he just wanted to talk to you folks. But is it any wonder that we have frightened dogs out there in the real world, the real natural world? I don't think it is. Any more than I think it's surprising that we have frightened people for whom the very thought of being out in nature makes their blood run cold. Bears. Oh my God, you have bears, you have moose. Do you have lions? No, it's a little bit too, not exactly the climate for lions around here. You don't have to worry about lions or tigers, but you might want to give a thought or two to bears. And so that's what it's like. That's the sound of silence. It's not the sound of silence at all. It's the sound of nature. And the further away from awareness of those sounds we go, the more pessimistic I become about the future of this planet.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.